Hello and welcome to the Trailer House podcast. The house is the best place to view all the latest trailers for gaming, TV, movie, anything else in between. Think of us as the cement in your wall of entertainment. We hold it all together, make it look all special and shiny, and throw in some banter for you. My name's Adam. I'm hosting this week, and I'm currently being joined by no one. Unfortunately for you podcast listeners out there, you have me in your lugs for the next 30 minutes or so. Apologies in advance. My colleague Chris has been brutally raped and potentially murdered in Latvia. We're currently searching many bushes, but have no real hope on finding him. Unfortunately, we've searched the same bush 5 times and come up with no real evidence, so it could take a while. And unfortunately, my colleague Michael has transformed into a car, which I've currently been using to get to and from work. Now, Michael doesn't give many miles to the gallon, unfortunately. He's a bit slow off the mark, but hey-ho, what can you do? As always, we're going to continue on the trend from both mine and Michael's podcast last week. Got a load of trailers here to fly through with you. For you people not in the know out there, this is a bit of a special podcast because we have a lot of E3 trailers. E3's dropped this week. There's a lot of stuff come out beforehand, a lot of stuff come out sort of after. This is kind of during the middle, a reason as well for why it's late. We knew that Michael and obviously Chris weren't going to join me. So what I wanted to do is obviously do it, but try and get the most I can out of E3 so I can present it to you guys. So without further ado, I'll crack on. We've got in total 10 trailers here, or 10 rankings I should say. There's actually 13 trailers in total. The first of which is The To-Do List. The guff for this one, according to the interwebs, is feeling pressure to become more sexually experienced before she goes off to college. Brandy Clark makes a list of things to accomplish before hitting campus in the fall. Top rated trailer this week on the Trailer House. For those people that didn't make much sense or haven't watched the trailer, it's essentially a trailer of lady needing to lose her virginity and do all the dirty pervy things that ladies do in college before she leaves school and goes off to bigger and better things. I'm inclined to say this is kind of something we've already seen. You know, we've probably seen aspects of this in every, you know, film or teen gross-out film in the last 5 years. But saying that, you know, who doesn't like to see girlies, apology ladies, who doesn't like to see girlies getting all down and dirty with it? Ho, 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 lol, lol, lol. Looking quite good. I can't help but feeling that the trailer has sold and thus the film will sell on the promise of sex. I imagine some quite pervy dads taking, not taking anybody actually, that's really weird. Pervy men then, we'll change it to. I imagine some pretty pervy men going to check this out. A lot of teenagers with broken voices and spotty faces. Me personally, not that wild by it. Again, seen it, been there, done the t-shirt, all that jazz. So I'll probably be giving it a miss. But again, if you guys want to check it out, Trailer House, check it out. Second of which is another movie trailer, actually, and it is The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug. Now, if people out there in podcast world don't know what this is, you need to give yourself a good old slap upside your head, yo. For people not in the know and been living under a rock for the last 10 years, this is the second of the trilogy for The Hobbit movie. Peter Jackson again, obviously returning as director with the similar cast, plus a few extras, plus surprise cameos from a few of the Lord of the Rings characters as well. We've got Legolas there, played by that gentleman, I forgot his name now, actually. What's he called? Really skinny guy. That's about a crack, isn't it? I probably should have researched that. I do know. As soon as this actually ends, I'll remember and I'll want to hit myself in the face. So anyway, yes. Same cast, pretty much, continuation of the story. Only notable mention about this trailer, really, is that we now are going to see Smaug the Dragon, or Smaug, depending on how you pronounce it, being voiced by Benedict Cumberbatch, no less than Khan, spoilers, from the latest Star Trek movie. If you haven't seen Star Trek, go see it, it's very good. He plays a wonderful villain, so I'm going to say he's probably going to play a really pretty good dragon as well. But we'll see. The next trailer, trailer 3, is actually tied for the most views, or third most views this week. Tied is Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, and tied with Killer Instinct, which is another trailer slash game that's come out of E3. Two very, very big games being presented in very, very different ways, but nonetheless, on the trailer house, both being viewed exactly the same. I'm not going to go in to try and explain Metal Gear Solid. I'm a massive Metal Gear Solid fan, as I'm sure some people out there are very big Metal Gear Solid fans. However, I don't think we have enough daylight hours to try and record exactly what Metal Gear Solid is about. For the fans out there, this is definitely a pickup, and you will probably already be aware of its existence and or what's happening with it. For the people that aren't fans, this is not the game to start with. This game has given us literally thousands upon thousands of little hints, tips, tricks, and everything else in between about what it's about, who it involves, what time period it's in. There's a lot to take in from this trailer. The E3 trailer that's been released is about 9 minutes long, shows you a bit of gameplay as well as obviously specific trailer sections. I am hugely excited by this game, hugely so. In fact, I'm so excited, I might do a Wii, literally all over the floor. Fetch me some newspapers. The story of this game follows on from Big Boss, the last game we saw him making his console debut on properly, was Snake Eater, the 2007, if I'm not mistaken, game on the original PS2 and Xbox. Later was obviously released as a re-release on the Xbox Live Download Arcade, and I think it was re-released on a disc as well, a separate disc, which you could buy. It was one of the Metal Gear stories. It was part of a collaboration and a collection of stories of the last couple of games. The game focuses on, from what I can tell, the time period directly after that, or a few years after that, when he's obviously been through the wars a little bit. He's been through the Mangler, if you will. He's not looking too good, War Solid Snake. He's very much worse for wear. He's developed some kind of horn. We have a rock or something protruding from his forehead. He's covered in scars. He has a missing arm and a missing leg, apparently, which have been replaced by synthetic sort of Luke Skywalker slash Darth Vader-y robot arms, which is all good, considering this is meant to be set in the 1970s. So, you know, if that's true, brilliant. Where's my robot arms? All my robot arms. All my robot arms. You hear me? You hear me? Yeah, that's right. I'm Jensen, goddammit. But yes, Metal Gear Solid, incredibly exciting. Incredibly exciting. It's going to be very, very good, I think. It'll sell by the name alone. The story could literally be you sitting in a white room for 25 minutes, and I think it'll sell. So yeah, go out and check it. Actually, on the subject of check it, I haven't given you guys any insider knowledge on Chris Facts. I've been on chrisfacts.com, and apparently, according to chrisfacts.com, Chris is actually allergic to the colour mauve. If he sees it, he actually breaks out in hives. True story. The next trailer that is tied for third place is Killer Instinct. For those that are too young and or don't care, Killer Instinct was a beat-em-up game released on the original SNES. It didn't really make a big impression on me back in the day. From my recollection as a gamer, and I've been a gamer pretty much my entire life, Killer Instinct was kind of like the flip side of the coin to Mortal Kombat. Well, the more commonly known Mortal Kombat. Everybody will remember that at some point in some way. What's really interesting, and I think quite underhanded about the way Killer Instinct's going to get to us, is how it's being released. Killer Instinct is coming as a free-to-play game with one character, where you have to then purchase additional characters as you go. So you get the game for free, downloadable, obviously. You're not going to get a disc for free. You get a single character, and you can play the entire game and beat the entire game with that character, and you can see all there is to see about that character. You want to play as a different character, or with your friend, and your friend comes over, and you know you want to play against each other but with different characters, you've got to pay for the privilege. So that's kind of funky. I'm not sure how that's going to go. I mean, it's made a bit of a stir at E3. A lot of fans that remember it have obviously whelmed it with warm arms. Last I heard, there's a retail version, but a plans for a retail version to actually come out. So buy the disc. The disc has all the characters on it. And yeah, I don't know what's going to work out cheaper. You know, if, for instance, if there's that one character that you just really don't give a toss about and you never ever play as them, is it cheaper to download them all individually, or is it cheaper to buy the game and just kind of take the hit on the one guy you don't use? Either way, I can't see the cost of the individual characters vastly exceeding the cost of the retail disc game if it comes out. Otherwise, they're kind of like shooting themselves in the foot with the release of this. And I don't really understand who it's aimed at, to be honest with you. Apparently, there's a peripheral MADS controller coming out as well. So for those people that love arcade games with the stick and the six buttons, there's a peripheral coming out just for this game. I'm pretty sure it could be used for other games, but it's specifically been designed for Killer Instinct. So yeah, go check it out. Personally, my opinions on this, I'm not excited. Not overly impressed, but hey ho, you know, if it's your thing, it's your thing. So be it. Also, before I move on, I'd like to mention that I've actually been on micfact.net. Micfact.net has a large collection of micfacts. One such micfact is that Mick actually got trapped in a hot car once for 3 hours until he was eventually released by the local constabulary. They came out and they gave his owner a £10 fine. Mick was fine. We gave him some water and a bone. He was happy as Larry and wagging his tail in no time. So all came out good in the end. All right, next trailer. We have a film this time. Trailer, The Man of Tai Chi. Man of Tai Chi is the blurb we have here. In Beijing, a young martial artist's skill places him in position to experience opportunities and sacrifices. A little bit cryptic, that, to be honest with you. For the people that, again, haven't watched the trailer or aren't in the know, this seems like a pretty good beat-em-up affair. You know, man, obviously, redemption, needs to, obviously, fight for a common cause. As you can probably tell from the title, it's, you know, about Tai Chi, essentially, which, if I'm brutally honest, me being a bit ignorant, I didn't know Tai Chi was a fighting style. I thought it was sort of more like sort of yoga and things like that. But, again, what do I know? What's quite interesting in this is that it's directed and starring Keanu Reeves. So, I suppose what we'll see here is probably all of the beauteous martial arts and, you know, the prowess that he took away from the Matrix movies. He hasn't made, from my knowledge, any action movies since the Matrix movies. So I'd like to see how this plays out. The trailer looks quite promising, to be honest with you. It reeks of B-movie, if I'm honest. It doesn't really strike me as a big-budget, be-all, dance-all, fantastic, you know, electrifying experience. But I think it'll be a pretty good rent, and or if you can get into the cinema for free or whatnot, or get it on DVD when it comes out for next to nothing, I think it'll be a pretty good collection to your DVD collection. That's, again, if you're into action and Tai Chi. Another Chris fact for yourself there. In 1984, Chris actually had to have the volume turned down on him. We've actually lost the remote for Chris, so Chris is actually operating at about 20 to 30 decibels less than everybody else. When he actually records podcasts, he actually sit really close to it. Again, you know, once we find the remote or one of those multi-remotes all-in-ones, we'll get him back into full volume so we can sit him further away from everybody. The next trailer we've got here is Elysium? Elysium? Yeah, Elysium. I think I can pronounce that. Elysium. This is not a trailer, but the first TV spot. It's the first one and only TV spot on our list. Fifth most watched trailer on Trailer House this week. Elysium is set in the year 2154, where the very wealthy live on a man-made space station and the rest of the populace reside on a ruined Earth. A man takes on a mission that could bring equality to polarized worlds, and that man, is Jason Bourne. This film has a lot of people excited. It's got me excited. It's got nice guns, robot suits, action, explosions, ba-da-bow, future, boo! All the good stuff you want from an action movie. What we see in this TV trailer or TV spot, we haven't already seen in the trailer. In fact, I think the trailer was longer and had more content in it, to be honest with you. So I think what they're doing with the trailer, oh, sorry, TV spot, sorry, is just keeping it fresh in people's minds, making them aware it is coming out, you know, it's still starring Matt Damon. It's got all the guys that, you know, you want to see. None of them come to my mind. Literally, Matt Damon is the only person I've seen in the trailers and or from deeming the information from the net that I've seen that I could be bothered about. So, yeah, Very good. I do like the look of this, to be honest with you. Out of the list of things I've got here, I think this is pretty much, one of the things that I'm looking forward to the most. Up there with Metal Gear Solid, and something else a little bit further down the list, but I'll cover that in a minute. But yeah, back to McFacts, McFacts.net. I actually got that bookmarked. Yeah, I've got it up here now. Let's have a look at another McFact. Got a random McFact. Okay, random McFact. Apparently, Mick has size 1 foot, and the rest of the shoe that you see is tissue papers and old stuffings from books dated from 1800s to 1974. So not only do you get tiny feet with Michael, you also get a literary time capsule. In years to come, people are going to break his trainers open and be able to read great works from many, many artists through the ages. I'm looking forward to that day. I don't know about you guys, but hey. Right, next trailer. We have the overly confusing and cryptic Snowpiercer. Snowpiercer features Captain America on a train again doing trainy things. The blurb of this is AD 2031. The passengers on a train are the only survivors on Earth. Which kind of begs the question is, where the hell is this train going? It's got Chris Evans in, you know, Captain America. So reeks of that scene in the Captain America movie where he's on the train, or on a train. The trailer itself is all Japanese dubbed, or Chinese dubbed, I believe. I don't know what to think of this. I can't find a good trailer that's basically of a really good quality. Essentially, the one we put on Trailer House is not great for quality, but hey, what do you want? You don't pay for this stuff. You don't pay for this. Yeah, you pay for this. I don't understand what this film's about, in all fairness. I don't know why they're fighting, where the train's going, where the train's come from. The trailer gives nothing away, if I'm honest. The trailer is cryptic at best. This is a kind of null point, really. I can't really say much about it. Not because I don't want to, it's just that there's very little out there to have a look at. Go check it out on Trailer House yourself if you need to. You know, well, actually, I urge you to. I implore you to check it out. Let us know what you think. I mean, that's the reason we do this, you guys. We want to know what you guys think. It doesn't matter what we think. Most of you guys are probably tuned off by now, in all fairness. I don't think I've spoken this long in one consecutive block for quite some time, so I would have tuned off too. But yeah, Snowpiercer, check it if you can. If you don't want to, that's fine. You're not my dad. Right, another Chris fact. Chris actually once fell from Earth attached to a small balloon. He fell through the Earth's crust into a sub-society of people. He stayed there for a few years, rose to be their king, before finally escaping, leaving them kingless and directionless. Now, Chris is obviously will eventually return to the subterranean levels where he's left his people and face for crimes, you know, that he's committed whilst he was there. He's never spoke about these crimes, only that he has committed crimes. Unfortunately, you know, we don't want to push him more than that because it's a bad time for him. He keeps having, like, NAM flashbacks and things. So, Chris, if you listen to this, bud, contact the mole people. They want their jumper back. All right. Next trailer we have is a game. It is Dark Souls 2. Dark Souls 2. All right, where to start? Dark Souls 1. Yeah, Dark Souls 1. Dark Souls 1 is renowned within the gaming community for being overly punishing. It's essentially a dungeon crawler slash sort of RPG that is renowned for its brutal levels of difficulty. Harking back to the sort of Konami Nintendo age where, you know, if you had a console and you died when you were a kid, you were playing on your SNES, you went back to the first, you know, section of the game. You know, you don't go, ha, I've saved 2 minutes ago. Fantastic, I'll use a health potion. The game is renowned for being brutal and difficult and hard. As far as I'm aware, not playing the first game, I'm not entirely sure if you carry on from the same character or the same character's shoes. But again, from the murmurs I've seen and the trailer I've seen, this looks to be more of the same in regards to difficulty levels through the roof, punishing difficulty curve, and lots more blood, guts, skeletons, swords, and armor in a darkened dungeon. Personally, for me in general, not just on games and things, I like my sci-fi futuristic steampunk majiggery. It's quite a hard sell for me in regards to sort of medieval knights and fantasy leagues and legends and whatnot. It just doesn't float my boat, which is a bit sad, but you know, what do you want really? Everybody's got their own little preferences and things. I know Michael's the same in regards to, you know, he likes his things up and current and futuristic and looking towards the future, and isn't really sold on the fantasy dragons and, you know, skeletons, blah, 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 blah. And I can see why. A game that has brutal difficulty and punishes you for making the slightest wrong move doesn't sound like a fun experience. If I wanted that, I could get a game I've already got and put it on the hardest difficulty and play that instead. So why I deliberately go about way of buying a game just to obviously punish myself, it doesn't really appeal to me, in all fairness. It doesn't really appeal. Next Mick fact we have. Mick, actually, at one point, used to be a 1970s disco dancer. And during a horrible skateboarding accident that he did a flip trick off a loop into a walrus's mouth. He actually did himself a horrible accident on his stilettos that he was wearing at the time. Unfortunately, because of the stiletto accident, he's unable to actually dance in the way he used to. He does secretly sometimes on private performances just for himself in front of the mirror. But obviously, you know, we don't ever remind him of that. It's very unfair and it's a very painful memory of him. He could have gone pro. He could have gone pro, bless him. But yeah, next trailer. We have the 8th most viewed trailer on the Trailer House this week. It's another game, again, following the E3 theme here. Killzone Shadowfall. Killzone Shadowfall, the bump we have here is Killzone Shadowfall is set 30 years after the events of Killzone 3. Life on the Hellgast home planet, Helgen, has been left in ruins. However, the war still goes on. An Interplanetary Strategic Alliance, ISA, allows Hellgast refugees to resettle on planet Vector. The Vectin and Hellgast factions are living in a city which is divided by a large security wall. The Hellgast are fighting in their right to exist, while the Vectins are fighting for survival. Right, this is the PlayStation, or I should say Sony's, flagship game, where the Xbox has got Halo, the PlayStation has, obviously, Fallout, Killzone. Fallout's a completely different game altogether. This is the next in the series. Interesting why they didn't go with Killzone 4, and went with Killzone Shadowfall. I don't know if it's maybe just a sort of branch of the actual main story arc game, or if it is a conscious decision to try and, you know, push it in a new direction, or trying to refresh the franchise there. I played Killzone 1, I skipped number 2, and I played Killzone 3. They're an enjoyable experience, a nice little romp. I don't think I'd ever take them online. I don't think that I would recommend them overly to a friend as a must-buy purchase. They're fun. They're pretty. I don't really buy into the world, in all fairness. I've not got much connection to the characters or character or the overline arc. The main thing that gets you in this is that the game is hella pretty. It's so pretty, in fact, that I actually compared it to the Mona Lisa and she vomited. So yeah, expect more next-gen loveliness from Killzone. I suspect it's going to be more of the same. The trailer that's released there is nothing more than a teaser, if I'm honest. There's very, very little information. What I've seen through E3, not in the trailer that we've posted, but I've seen through E3 a few things that aren't necessarily in-game or a trailer, but aren't included in the trailer we've posted. Now, that was obviously posted after the trailer we posted. So, obviously, additional content does come later. Thus, again, why I left this podcast as long as we could, so we could try and squeeze as much info in from E3 for you. Check it out. If it floats your boat, great. If it doesn't, hey-ho, what are you going to do? Next trailer, this is the 9th most trailer, most watched trailer, is a tie. It is the Watch Dogs, which we've covered a few different times there in previous podcasts. So I'll just give you a quick rundown, but I'm not going to go into depth for you. Watch Dogs, you play an action-adventure stealth game where you can play or you control a gentleman within the game there that is able to bend the city that he lives in to his will by hacking into ATMs, security systems, you know, power grids, things like that. And you can sort of get around the world like that. Think of it as GTA with the ability to hack things and turn things off at will to help you escape and assist yourself. Really, really good. As I mentioned earlier, this is one of my top three things that I'm looking forward to. Of the list that we've got here, I want Metal Gear Solid 5, I want the Elysium, and I want Watch Dogs in that order. But yeah, obviously we'll see more when it comes out officially. It's looking pretty good though. Check it out. Watch Dogs was tied ninth though with Halo Xbox One. Very little known about this game. We all knew it was coming. Anybody worth their salt that plays on Xbox or has ever played a Halo game must know that this was coming. If you don't, really, dude, really, really. But yeah, the scene for this trailer opens up very much like Destiny, another trailer that we posted there. You essentially see a hooded and cloaked man walking through the desert with a tattered, sand-coloured sort of cloak, walking on a sand-coloured background against sandy winds in a sandy environment. You don't see much. You see him walk for about 30 seconds to a minute, kind of keeping you guessing all the while. Who is this? Who is this mystery man? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. At the very, very end of the trailer, a giant mechanical device rises out of the desert. The trailer doesn't give any clues away as to what this is or where it's come from or why it's there. The hooded and cloaked man then looks down at his hand holding a pair of dog tags. The machine then lets out an earth-shattering boom, sort of a low bassy tone, which sends a gust of wind everywhere. The gust of wind blows the hooded man's hood off, and it's revealed it is the Master Chief. Hurrah! Yeah, Master Chief back for more alien shooting in the face. Pow, pow, pow. Walk over here in this very specific direction. Look at this gun. Check this. Shoot this man. Okay, you've done that. Now take it online and be called a whore by teenagers in America. Halo games online, although they are immensely popular, have never been popular in this man's household. Oh, no. Enjoyable to a degree. I'm in a very strange position with the Halo games that I played the first one because my friends loved it and recommended it to me. I did genuinely enjoy playing against my friends on that game on the four player co-op. I then bought the second Halo game because obviously I wanted to have more of the same, and realizing the game wasn't the same, I ended up playing it just for the single player. Then Halo 3 came out, and I was like, right, now I need to buy this goddamn game that I don't even want because I need to find out what happens with the story. So I finished that, put it to bed, all was well, until Halo 4 came out and bring back the Master Chief. I'm now to the point where I've played Halo 4 for the online and promptly got rid of the game. But I'm to the point now where I have to buy these goddamn games just to find out what happens. I need to essentially either torrent a video of somebody playing these games, or just get some spoilers dropped on me. I can't be dropping another 40, 50 quid on a game that's going to last me 3 hours, 4 hours, and then have zero replayability or online play. The Halo games never excited me. Never in the slightest, apart from the first one again, and that was when I was playing against my friends. So, yeah, check it out. If you like Halo, you probably already know about this game. If you don't like Halo, then what I've just said will literally mean nothing to you, and you probably won't care, which I wouldn't blame you. One more Mick fact as well. Mick actually holds the patent for the word A. So every time you use the word A or say the word A or you hear the word A in the press, sorry, the letter A, sorry, not the word, that's incredible. The word A, that's a Canadian saying. The letter A is actually held by Michael as a copyright. Okay, and every time you do it, he gets 1,000th of a pence. So far to date, he's made £14.28 since he held the original patent. So well done, Michael. He'll get himself a nice pizza with that. As long as it doesn't have any A's in the title. Essentially, he's paying himself then, which is a bit crazy and backwards. The last trailer I've got for you here is Filth, or The Filth. The blurb for this is a bipolar, bigoted, junkie cop manipulates and hallucinates his way through the festive season in a bid to secure promotion and win back his wife and daughter. Oh, yeah! James McAvoy in this. I like James McAvoy. He's a good actor. He floats my boat. He's a good Professor X. It's a pretty interesting film, this. Made and produced by the same guys that did Trainspotting. Seems to be very much of the same ilk. A lot of sex, drugs, rock and roll, shaky cameras, you know, thumping soundtrack, and hey, I'm the boy. The trailer gives you a taste and gives you everything you need to know. You know, if you don't get it from the trailer and you don't like the look of this by the trailer, I don't think this film for you, if I'm honest. Very good. I'm excited to see it. I want to see it. I'll probably end up going to the cinema to see it with some pretty dodgy glances. But yeah, there's masturbation in here. There's drink. There's drugs. There's some swearing. There's some frizzy hair. There's some really weird filters on the cameras. Oh, this all looks. It's got everything. So yeah, check it out if you want to check it out. If you don't, hey, it's your prerogative. There's a running theme here. You guys starting to pick it up? And that is all of the trailers this week. I apologize for my other hosts' sort of absence there. They've obviously got very important things to be doing. Bummin'. Cough, cough. Before I move on to the honorable mentions and quickly wrap this up for yourself, I'll give you one more Chris fact. The latest Chris fact I've come across, okay, Chris actually can't say the time 1936, and I'm talking about the time here, not the date. When he says 1936, it actually comes out like the word arse. So when somebody asks what time it is, okay, he goes arse o'clock. Now that's not helpful, and it's gotten him a little bit of trouble, if I'm honest with you. He once went to prison and was bummed repeatedly with a crisp packet for a good 4 days for this faux pas. He's currently going through speech therapy for it, so don't worry. He's on the mend. What he just says R37 now, or R36. All right, so we're halfway there. We'll get him sorted eventually, though. And as I mentioned, honourable mentions for this month. These are the trailers that didn't get mentioned in the top 10, but obviously were posted. Majority of these are games, so please hold on to your horses, buckle down, and I'll rattle them off. Drive Club, Knack, Puppeteer, The Order 1886, Mad Max, Destiny, Below, Crimson Dragon, Black Tusk, Quantum Break, Lego Marvel Superheroes, Thief 3, D4, and The Witcher, and Forza 5. All of which are games, in fact, now I'm looking at it. Go check them out. Some of these are fantastic, and some of them will probably pique your interest. Some of them might not. But if they don't, why listen to this? You know, if there's sort of very little else we can do here. But yeah, as always, guys, thanks for watching. Obviously, if you want to check us out, if you want to get a bit more content, if you want to, for some bloody reason, you know, listen to us again there, you can always go and check us out on the Trailer House podcast or previous episodes. You can check us out on Facebook. You can check us out on Twitter. And the previous podcast, you can find us on iTunes and YouTube. So check it out. Any problems or questions, sod it. Adam out. See you next, guys.